Okay, we have the pleasure to once again learn from the Sefer Avodas Avoda on Parshas Chayei Sarah. So the format of the Sefer is, the Rebbe begins by asking questions, then gives a Yesod that answers all the questions, then points out what the lessons are in our Avodas Hashem from the Parsha. So he begins by quoting the beginning Psukim, Vayu Chayei Sarah, Mea Shana, Veshrim Shana, Veshev Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah. So the Medrash on this pasuk says, "Yodea Hashem yemei simimim, v'nachlosim l'olam tiyeh." That the Hashem knows the days of those who are complete. Kishem shehem tamimim, kach shnoseihem tamimim. And just like they are completed, so too their years are completed. It's going on, sar imenu. So the first question he asks is, what exactly is the Medrash telling us that this pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem knows the days of the complete, that's referring somehow to sar imenu? What did Chazal see in the pasuk to link it specifically davka to her? And then he quotes the famous Rashi of Shnei Chayei Sarah, Kulan Shavin Latova, that all of the days of Sarah's life were good. So he asks, what is this coming to add? If you're telling me that it's already, that she didn't do any Averas, so we know that by Bas Kuf, by 100 years old, she hadn't done any Averas. So what exactly is it coming to add to us? So it begins by telling us the Yesod, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, the Tikkuni Zohar says that there are four klipos in this world. It darshins from the pasuk in Yechezkel, and divides these four klipos into two categories. There's what's called the Shalosh Klipos Tameos, that are totally, completely impure, tame, there's nothing good that comes out of those. And there's a fourth category of a klipa. Klipa means a shell or a husk, something that hides. It's not necessarily bad inherently, like you could have a shell for a nut or a peel on a fruit, it's just protecting it. So in this fourth thing, that's called klipas noga. That's what it's called in the pasuk. It means something that's translucent, something that's clear. It's a mixture in the klipas noga of tov v'ra, that there's both good and bad contained within this. And the Tanya in the beginning in Perek Vav explains much more at length, but basically it works out that everything that is osur in this world, whether it's a behema tameya, whether it's I don't know, basa b'chalav, whether it's a machshava, a dibur, or a maisa, anything that's actually osur, its root comes from these three klipos. We have no asik with them, we have no business with them whatsoever, we just avoid them. That's the avoda, is to avoid them. But in the klipas noga, so anything that's mutter in this world, kosher food, kosher thoughts, kosher words, kosher actions, any type of thing that potentially could be mutter, that belongs to the realm of klipas noga. And again, it's this mixture of tov v'ra. So if a person is eating kosher food, and while they're eating their kosher food, their machshavas are, I just want to, part of my French, stuff my face, right? I want to just get it in as quickly as possible. I'm just here to fulfill my own taivas. So then they've degraded that food that belonged in the realm of klipas noga, that could have been elevated, and they brought it down to the three klipas that are tame. But on the other hand, if a person eats the delicious kosher food because they want koach to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to be strong, any one of the physical activities, so then they elevate it. It becomes a part of the chilek hatov, becomes elevated from there. And this is what the Yesod is. It all depends on a person's kavana. In Chovos HaLevavos, he brings, Ki ein lo adam ba'olam hazeh inyin shoveshus. Really, everything is black and white in this world. There's nothing that's quote-unquote optional. Ela o mitzvah o avera. You either are doing this action in klipas noga, and it becomes a mitzvah, or the opposite. A person is mekadish themselves with things they're allowed to do. He's doing this because he wants to have strength to serve God. So then his neshama becomes elevated and goes to the level of kedusha. This action of eating, of drinking, of going to sleep, any one of my physical things becomes like a Torah and mitzvos. However, continues the Chovos Levavos, im osek b'mutar lo l'shem taivas nafsho, if he's a fresser, he's going to eat, and just because he wants to, fulfill his own desires. Hare nechleles nafsho b'shlosh klipos atameos kemo ba'oichlo ma'ichlos asuros. It's as if he is eating something that's non-kosher. Nimza she'ein la'adam ela o mitzvah o avera. So it comes out, it's very black and white. What a person is doing is either a mitzvah or an avera. Now the Arizal brings down a yesod. that every day there's a nitzotz miyuchad, there's a divine spark that's connected to that particular day, and that's why every day we have unique things that we have to accomplish. We have unique situations, unique trials, but everything is custom designed for the avodah the person has to do on that day. And every single person gets a number of nitzotos commensurate with the number of days he has in his life in order to work, to elevate, to bring the world, make it a holier place. So what happens is it really all depends upon a person's kavana during their physical activities. Are they going to elevate that nitzotz from that day through, as we said, from the Chovos Levavos, from the Tanya, from the Arizal, all these things that they're going to be bringing Klipas Noga to a higher place? You know, there's a Torah, he doesn't bring it here, but there's a Torah from the Radziner where he bases it on the Pasuk Yismechu Hashemayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Right, this, so it reminded me of this vort. Yismechu Hashemayim V'Sogel Haaretz is, if you took it the Rosh Yitevis, is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, Yismechu, the Yud, Hashemayim, Hey, V'Sogel Vav Haaretz. So the Rebbe points out, the Radziner says, that if you look at the two different names of Hashem, right, you divide up the four letters, there's the Yud and then the Hey, and there's the Vav and the Hey. Many of the first things are Yismechu Hashemayim, things that we think in Shemayim, physical activities have the Yud and the Hey contained within them. Achila has the Yud and the Hey. Shtia has the Yud and the Hey. Sheina has the Yud and the Hey. So you think what's physical items, those are really Yismichu HaShemayim. You have big kavanos when doing the physical items to make it Shemayim, to Himmeldik, to make it heavenly. And the other, the end of the second half is Visogil Haaretz, the Vav and the Hey. Those things which look to be connected to Aretz, connected to the physical world, those things you have to elevate them. And for example, words that have the vav and the hey, Torah has a vav and a hey, mitzvah has a vav and a hey. So it's ironic. The things that are physical you have to elevate, and the things you think are in Shema, you have to bring them down into this world. V'sogel haaretz. That's what pshat and yismichu Shema v'sogel haaretz. So the Rebbe, the Tosha Rebbe, continues and says that's memrumas in what David HaMelech said. David writes in Tehillim, Al ta'aleni b'chatzi yamai. Don't let me go up with chatzi yamai, with half my days. Meaning, of course the Torah and the mitzvos is going to come with me. But what about all the time I spent the other half of my day which I was doing physical activities? I want that to come with me as well. Al ta'aleni b'chatzi yamai. Don't let only half my days go up. I want all of it to be elevated. And that's what the Zohar says on this week's Parsha, that Sara imenu. Sara is the guf. Physical things. It's even hinted in the name itself, right? Sara comes from a lashon of srora, of rulership, of malchus, of memshala. Malchus is always corresponding to the attribute of shechina. So he says that the avoda of sara imenu, the avoda of sara is to have the shechina, which is malchus, ruling over the guf, to rule over the gashmias, to make a place in this world for the shechina to dwell. That's beautiful, because Rashi, at the end of this week's parsha, talking about the brachos by Sar Imenu, he said, what? Habracha mitzuya be'isa. The bracha was found where? In the isa. In the dough. In the physical aspect of it. The bracha is always the shechina. It brings from Pasuk and Shmos like that. That's the idea that there's a physical revelation in the item itself. That's what it means. Oh, now we have this yesod, we come back to answer the questions. What was the second question that Rebbe said? What does it mean, kulon shoven letova? It means that all of Sara Imenu's actions in this world, all of her spiritual things, all the physical things she did, were shayich letova, to the good that exists in that chelik of Klipas Noga. Everything became elevated. And that's what the Medrash said, kishem shehem tamimim, just like they're complete, kach shenosehem tamim, just like them. Ebedavka is referring to Sara Imenu. She was the one who exemplified this midah of bringing the Shechina and Kedusha into physical items. But it's not easy. The Rebbe Melech writes that he writes a lashon, Ha'adam lo nivra ba'olam rak lishover es hateva. The only reason we're in this world is to break our teva. And it's hard, because deep down we all would like to have a delicious piece of cake, a candy bar, a nice steak with french fries, pizza, v'chule, v'chule. Everyone wants to have. We have a time for these. But the avoda is to take that and to use it not for stuffing our faces, not for indulging, but rather to use the delicious food, the kosher food, to elevate that, to bring it to a higher madrega. And the way that we do this is Torah and mitzvahs. If a person learns with a melis, that's machnia, that humbles the choymer, the physical part of a person's body. The Zohar says, and it's quoted in Tanya as well, that the moach is sholet al halev, that a person's intellectual understanding can control their emotions. So a person has to think about that. What am I here in this world for? I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make a nachas ruach for Hashem, to be an eved to Hashem. And there's no nachas ruach for Hashem by me, indulging in my taivas. There's a nachas ruach when I do it in correct proportions, and I do it with correct kavanas, and that way I elevate the klipas noga. It's not easy. Not easy at all. Kol haschalos kashos. All beginnings are difficult. But when a person works on this, then it will become easier, right? The actual lashon says kol haschalos kashos aval im tikablenu aleichem yerav lechem mikan al haba. If you accept yourself upon yourself to do this, then it'll be sweet from here and onward. Meaning it's a difficult fight, but a person has to accustom themselves to this to work on themselves. A practical example, before a person goes to sleep, I'm so tired, I'm zonked, be makaba o malchus shemayim, say kriya shema, and realize, now I'm going to sleep now, to have shikoch to serve Hashem. But unfortunately, sometimes, a person could think, hey, no one's looking. Who cares whether I finish off all the ice cream in the freezer? Who cares whether I polish off the cookies in the pantry? No one cares, no one sees, it's just me. Of course it makes a difference. If a person's all about chitzonius, about what others will think of them, so of course when no one's looking, anything will happen. Right? La'olam yehe adam yerushimayim b'seiser uvagalui. Person has to be a yerushimayim both in private when no one's looking. That's when it's between you and the Ribono Sholom. That's why the Rebbe brings, that's how the Ramah starts off. The first Ramah in all of the four Chelakim of Shulchan Aruch begins with the famous pasuk Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that I always have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of me. I remember the first time I was privileged to meet the Gabbai of the Tosher Rebbe, Zatzal, Zechus Yogin Aleinu. So he told me, the first thing he told me, is by the Rebbe, this wasn't just like some people have a little card, right, by the chazan, they'll have a little thing staying up there by the Amid. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. By the Rebbe, it wasn't just a card. He literally lived his whole life, his whole mahus. The Rebbe had this pasuk, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, in front of him always. That's the entire foundation of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe ends off this beautiful piece by saying, that she was elevated and sanctified all of her limbs, to make herself for the Shechina to come in, Nishar Lidori Doros. This remains for all generations, our generation as well. Every action that Sar Imenu did is for us living right now. The fathers and the mothers, all the tzaddikim, tihiru v'kidshu es avir ha'olam. They were makadish. They elevated the atmosphere. Hechinu es haderech livnei Yisrael ad bias haMashiach. And they prepared the way for us until the Mashiach comes. Bra Kuria Diavua, that a child, a son, is literally an extension of the father. He says, based on Gemara Eirvin, Hainu ki hateva hamutba ba'av, the nature that a parent has, mutba gam bevonav, it also becomes part of the child. Lechein bezeho avasahim osagadoshim, kidshu vezichichu avirehem agadehem, they sanctified all of their limbs, hofchu kol teva chumram lishmo yisbarach, and everything was for Hashem. That puts the koach into each and every single one of us. We could all change our own natures. And to fight and to win against the taivas of our body. I hope this is a chizuk from the Rebbe. Have a great week.